Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. And welcome in on this Monday, July the 30th, Gym Class. Coming your way here on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Hope you had a great weekend out there. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. And we go from the ending of one sports calendar, the 2017-18 sports season, and we start right up with the 2018-2019 sports season, if you will, as we got camps going on throughout the state of Iowa. I think golf practice can get underway today. We got golf coming up next week, I believe, as far as the high schoolers are concerned, or very close to it anyway. They usually kick off the calendar anyway, but happy camp week to everybody out there. Hopefully the temperatures are going to stay like they are and were for the weekend, but I don't think that's going to be the case. In fact, I think I see 90s coming up toward the weekend. So there you go. But they go in the morning and late in the evening, so they're not in the heat of the day or anything like that. So welcome in to the program. And we're going to be talking with Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, fresh off his vacation. So we'll talk with Mike coming up here before 4 o'clock today. Go over the weekend that was in the world of sports. Some very serious stuff, some wacky stuff out there. So we will we'll kick that around coming up on the program today. And also today and all this week, very excited about this. It was just announced, of course, believe at the end of last week, and we have your chance to win tickets to see pop punk supergroup, one of Mark's favorites, Blink 182, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center in September, along with special guests, state champs. They're going to be here on Monday, September the 24th. Tickets are on sale right now, U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or you can win free tickets with us here on the Gym Class all this week here on KGYM. How about that, huh? We're not gonna have you sing this week, though.
No, we did do a commercial, I think. I don't know if that's run yet or not, but that was enough for me. I miss Blink 181. So, I mean, I'm going to have to brush up on 182.
I tell you what, a very popular group, though. Very popular.
So I've heard, yeah.
And we will have tickets all this week to give away on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. If you'd like to interact with us, we encourage you to do so, and you can do that via the text line, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And as always, we are presented here in the Gym Class today, every single day, by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Big, big thanks to everybody out there. They are locally owned and operated. Great place to stop by after work. Hopefully you were there sometime during the weekend. Take in some of the great food and frivolity that they provide over at Third Base Brewery. Again, Blair's Ferry Road, C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And big thanks to all those folks for helping us out on the Gym Class program. How was your weekend?
Well, it was better than Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah.
Had a good weekend. Very good weather-wise, and pretty good sports weekend. Cubs, Cardinals. Cubs capturing the last game of that series last night. Good series. Didn't really decide much of anything. But that's always a great ride. They're going to meet again here in a week, aren't they?
I think
towards the end of the week, something like that.
And we said before that series, the Cardinals and the Cubs, what were the Cardinals going to do? The Cardinals are kind of on that fine line right now. They've made some moves, especially as far as their pitching staff and the bullpen is concerned. Is there still a faint glimmer of hope there? If Cardinals have also talked about now, Jose Martinez still on the trade block. We got 24 hours until the trade deadline comes and goes, the non-waiver trade deadline comes and goes, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. If you're a Cardinal out there, what would you do at this point?
I think the chances are meager right now, because not only is it a pretty good deficit behind the Cubs, but you've got Milwaukee and Pittsburgh in between yourselves and Chicago. So it's not as if you just need to worry about overtaking one team. It's a 500 team, St. Louis is. And I'm not sure we'll be much better than that the rest of the year.
Going to talk some Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow. We'll kick it a lot then. But, yes, Cardinals are in fourth right now, 8 games behind the Cubs. Brewers are only a game and a half behind, and the Brewers make another move. Moose comes over from Kansas City. They're trying to rebuild the Royals here. Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas coming to Milwaukee to try to get a division title for the Brewers. And Brewers are right in a gauntlet right now as far as their schedule is concerned, and they're hanging tough at this point. Only a game and a half back. Brewers now go to the Chavez Ravine to take on the Dodgers starting in a series coming up tonight. So they have played a gauntlet of teams over the last 3 weeks or so and have hung in there. So if you're a Brewer fan, I think you've got to be fairly optimistic at this point.
319-366-1600, that's our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer, today, and also our Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line. Wiggy in Iowa City weighing in. It was a huge win for the Cubs last night. Getting swept would have been devastating.
Devastating?
Well, instead of the Cardinals gaining one game, it could have gained three, right? In that series?
Yeah. I don't know about devastating.
Yeah.
It is your rival, though. So maybe that's what Wiggy's coming from. Yeah. If you win all the games this week, baseball is a marathon, Mark. Not a sprint.
Certainly is.
And, yeah, you don't want to get swept by anybody. I understand that. I don't know. I'm not ready to put the term devastating on it as of yet. Now, it was a 7 or 8 game losing streak, and you cap it off by losing 3 to the Cardinals and your rivals. Yeah, I can see that. 319-366-1600. Thanks for the interaction. We do appreciate it. Going to talk to Mike Halas. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. You mentioned Tristan Wirfs, not a laughing matter over the weekend, as he becomes the second Hawkeye to have a run-in with police in Iowa City. Wirfs charged with OWI early Sunday morning. And 0.123, I believe, was his blood alcohol level.
129.
Mm-hmm. 129. Okay, very good. And not only that, but also tried to, he had two other people on a moped or a scooter or something of that ilk down in Iowa City early Sunday morning.
Yeah, Wirfs is not a tiny guy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, he is not. No, he is not. And the usual things being said out of the athletic department, whether it be Iowa, whether it be Iowa State, whether it be Illinois, whatever the case may be, going to look into it. Gary Bard has already come out with that. It will be dealt with, et cetera. Mr. Reif had a problem the prior week. Now, he had a, I think, 0.2 blood alcohol level. Mm-hmm. Did try to get into an Uber, but made the unfortunate mistake of believing that an Uber was a police vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That got more play nationally, especially because obviously of the story, than what happened with Tristan Wirfs. But Reef is going to be out for the first game of the year. And now our poll question today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, deals with what your thoughts are as far as what the punishment should be for Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, there's some debate about what should happen. It's not good. OWI is not good. It's particularly not good for one of the faces of the program, a starting right tackle, who's got a tremendous upside, at least on the field. And I think probably Tristan Wirfs would tell you that too. It wasn't a brilliant move by any means. But at any rate, the poll question today: what is the proper penalty for a college athlete charged with OWI? three choices. It should be handled in-house. Secondly, one game suspension. Third, multiple game suspension. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Now, handle it in-house. What we mean by that is not swept under the rug or anything like that. Obviously, the coaching staff, the program as a whole, knows what's happening with each individual more, except if you're a Louisville basketball player, apparently, or a Louisville assistant coach from the day. They know a little bit more about it than anybody out here. Now, as fans, everyone in this day and age in 2018 at the end of July believes that they should know everything there is to know about the program. That's not the case. Yes, Tristan Wirfs did wrong. No doubt about it. Myself, I think he's probably going to get a one-game suspension. I know Rob Howe had a piece that he wrote. And, in fact, he's going to be a guest on the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up later on today, this afternoon. And he believes that Wirfs should get more than a one-game suspension, which is why we brought up this particular poll question. He believes it should be a stiffer punishment than what Reef got.
Well, I think you have to go by precedent. Wirfs is not the first, nor will he be the last, I presume, to be arrested for OWI.
For Iowa or anybody else.
I think you've got to follow a precedent in this. And I don't know what the precedent is. I think it's a one-game suspension, but I'd have to be checked on that. To give Wirfs more than what another player had previously received, I don't think that's right. By handling it in-house, I think we mean, you know, running the 72 stairs at Kinnick Stadium multiple times or whatever Kirk Ferentz and his staff has in mind by jumping through hoops within the program to regain his status. The suspensions are a way of handling it in-house. Kirk Ferentz will do that. But what would you say? Should it be just handled in-house, one-game suspension, or multiple-game suspension?
Go ahead and let us know. Let us know what you think at 319-366-1600. Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line is available.
8721. It's even worse that he is underage. Wirfs, 19.
Yes. And most of them are going to be underage. Let's just face it. Unless you're an upperclassman. And handled in-house, you mentioned that, and here's the deal. 72 stairs, yes. Anybody that gets in trouble, you're going to get a suspension. More than likely, you're also going to get to know every one of those 72 stairs or how many there are at Kinnick Stadium very well. That's just a part of the situation.
Bill, the traffic guy in the 563 area code, one an Iowa player can get an O-dub on a moped with three people on it. How stupid is Tristan Wirfs, starting Division I player with potential to go pro? And Bill adds, and I'm not sure if this is tongue-in-cheek or serious, he needs to be booted from the team and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. 60-19, one game, college guy, relax.
Not the first person to do dumb things, baseball or football or basketball, whatever the case may be. 319-366-1600. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Jim, south of Keota here today, home of the Eagles. How you doing, Jim?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Kind of reminds me of David Irving back in Iowa State about 7 years ago, where he ripped out the stop sign at the whatever their celebration is.
And at Visha.
Kind of like Visha. I mean, you're 6'7", 6'8", and you're going to draw attention to yourself anyway, let alone putting three guys on people on a moped, but I think if you look back, Brandon Snyder got one game about 2 or 3 years ago. So that's what I'm guessing is one game, and then he might not be, you know, at the top of the depth chart for the second game. But, and I don't agree with kicking him off at all. They're college kids. We all made mistakes. And if it becomes a pattern, then you've got other issues.
Yeah, true. You're right. And, yes, if it becomes a pattern, or like I said, the coaching staff, they know. They know what's happening as far as if this has been happening before, just not, you know, they know. They know. Yeah, I know. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
319-366-1600.
Kirk Ferentz's own son, James, was arrested twice during his career, once for alcohol-related offense, underage alcohol possession, and then an incident with a couple other players for public intox. That charge, James pleaded not guilty to and went to trial. But, I mean, it's one thing to have to deal with it, a player, but Kirk dealing with that back about 10 years ago. And I'm not here to, you know, single out James Ferentz by any means, but it's happened before. It's going to happen again, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will. And you just hope nobody gets hurt in the situation. That's all you just hope for. And they will take care of the situation. They will take care of the situation. Go ahead and vote on the Emil Sideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com as we come up on 3:20 here on the program. And another one?
Yeah, 2112 in the 515 area code. Under 0.15, you can use a deferred judgment, so only a fine. Punish him because Ferentz has to deal with Iowa City Police Department. 0.12 with a guy of that size is a bit of a gray area.
Not saying that it is not a good move, though.
69-64 at Michigan State, there may not be any punishment.
Oh, man. 319-366-1600 here at 321. Some other football news today we can get to. And the Missouri Valley Football Conference came out with their football preseason poll today. Preseason poll, keep that in mind. 39 people vote in this. How many of them chose North Dakota State to win? Mark?
Out of what, 39?
39 of them.
37?
39.
Okay.
39 out of 39 votes for the Bison of North Dakota State, the defending 1AA national champions, or BC at, no. Wow. Division 1. It's 1AA.
FCS.
FCS, thank you. Thank you. Not FBS, FCS. North Dakota State got all 39 votes. South Dakota State, second. UNI, third. So Mark Farley and the Panthers picked to finish third in the Mo Valley Football Conference. Youngstown State, fourth. Illinois State, five. And rounding things out, the Coyotes of South Dakota. Western Illinois had a lot of graduation losses. They're picked seventh. Southern Illinois, eighth. Missouri State, ninth. And Indiana State, tenth. So that's the way that the folks that cover the Valley see the race shaping up this year. We'll take a break at 3:22. We'll come back, talk more about the weekend that was in the world of sports. Michael Oss is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit, so stay tuned. More of the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
Resurrection Tour 2018, Puddle of Mud. Saliva. August 14th, Club 5 at the U.S. Cellular Center. Special guests Soil, Tantric, and Shallowside. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or the U.S. Cellular Center box office. Resurrection Tour 2018. Puddle of Mud and Saliva. August 14th, Club 5 at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
It's Smart Rock Jeopardy!
The categories are Smart FM, Smart Rock, I'm a Smart Alex, and Smarty Pants. We begin with our returning champion.
Let's do I'm a Smart Alex for 800.
All right. And it's the Daily Double. Your wager.
All of it.
Wow. Risking everything. Bold. Here's the answer. This radio station plays a copious collection of deep cuts and live tracks.
What is Smart FM?
Correct. We also would have accepted Smart Rock or Smart Rock on Smart FM.
You got the Blink 182 tickets to give away before 4 o'clock here in the gym class for a Monday here on KGYM. Tomorrow we talk some baseball. Then on Wednesday, Adam Rittenberg going to talk some college football with us. College football writer for ESPN.com. Looking forward to talking with Adam. Football's right around the corner, man. Getting closer and closer as we speak. In fact, we've got football coming up on Thursday night, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's red letter night for you. Your Chicago Bears taking on the Baltimore Ravens in the annual Hall of Fame game. We'll have it from Westwood One. All three frequencies coming up on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. I believe about 7:05, 7:10 with the kickoff from Canton. You get to see a lot of guys that won't be playing for the Bears.
Might watch or listen to a quarter.
Well, they'll get what? One or two series? The regulars, probably one.
Yeah.
And that'll be about it. And other than that, it's going to, like I said, going to be a lot of guys that are trying to make the team, that are trying to fulfill their dreams, and great for them. A lot of them won't make it. So that's the way it goes. But that'll be Thursday night. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. News and notes from the weekend before we get to Mike Halas coming up. I thought he was beloved. I thought he was the most important guy in the state of Nebraska.
It still might be, but what happened to him might not be caused by a football fan.
Apparently not. Not everyone is in love with Scott Frost, or they wanted to own illegally own some of the possessions of the new Nebraska coach. Scott Frost's new house was robbed over the weekend, and he's not even moved in as of yet. Apparently they are doing some refurbishing of the house. And police reported that $165,000 worth of items were stolen from Frost's new Nebraska home, Lincoln Home, over the weekend. That the burglar or burglars entered his home through an unlocked garage door. And no one's living there, and only a few boxes were inside. So, Mark, when you move into your new house, first thing you do is bring all of your worldly possessions that are worth $165,000, you know, to your new abode, right?
Yeah, it's very ironic. My daughter's moving into a new house tomorrow, but I don't think she's got $165,000 of, especially 14 championship rings, Scott.
14 championship rings. You want to break those down. Two Nebraska championship rings, two Central Florida championship rings, 10 that he won while an assistant coach at Oregon. Now, by championship rings, not national championship per se, but you get one for a conference championship, you can get one for a bowl championship. There are many reasons to give out rings. And he also had five pairs of Oregon Duck Air Jordans that were taken in the daring robbery in Lincoln over the weekend. By the way, you can call 402-441-6000. That's Lincoln Crime Stoppers if you have any information about the robbery at Scott Frost's. So apparently not everyone is enamored with Scott Frost as others, or there are at least two or maybe more non-football fans out there. This sounds like a more than one person job.
Well, what good is it going to do? I mean, you go to pawn a a championship ring, and news is just out on Scott Frost's home being burglarized. I mean, it's going to send up a red flag, I think, to anybody that wants to purchase it.
And more often than not, everybody knows where the house is of the coaches. I mean, for good or for bad, you notably know where they are. And I feel bad for Scott Frost, but then I question his thinking that why bring all that stuff there when you're – wouldn't that be the last stuff that you bring in? That would be my thinking.
Yeah, then you'd lock the garage behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to do that. You might want to do that. So
tough weekend, yeah.
A tough weekend for Scott. And hopefully a bigger nation is out there not saying that – that's a dubious way that things are going to go this fall for Nebraska football.
Got some more comments on the text line regarding athletes being arrested for alleged OWI. 46-43, OWI puts others at risk. Two games for Wirfs. 14-24, I was driving but wanted to comment on Wirfs. Anyone that knows his mom knows the last thing Tristan is worried about is Kirk's punishment. He has to deal with mom. She's a great lady, but I'd hate to be in his shoes.
And I think our texter is very accurate as far as that is concerned. And not only for Tristan Wirfs, you know, situation, but others as well. There's one thing about letting your coach down. There's another thing about letting your guardian slash parents, whatever the case may be, down.
Sam at 0006, OWI is way worse than public intox. If public intox is a one game, I got to think OWI is at least two. Again, I want to know precedent. And our previous caller claimed Brandon Snyder got one for an OWI. Is that right?
I believe so.
Is that what our caller said?
I believe so, yes. Well, I'm just trying to recall that scenario. And again, you don't know the situation behind any of the other players. Again, we do not know as members of the media or as fans or whatever the case may be, even though we would like to, what has happened in the past. Are there priors to it? Not necessarily those that have been talked about as far as the police blotter is concerned, but that they know of inside the program.
This is an arrest for first offense, but I know what you're saying.
Right. 319-366-1600. We'll talk with that with Mike Halas about that situation as well. With the NFL starting this week, Philadelphia Eagles had officials come to their camp. This has been talked about a lot today in the national media, national talk shows. ESPN has talked about this today as well, especially on Mike and Mike, this or on, there I go, making that, on the morning show this morning.
Go Lick and Wingo.
Thank you. Weekend lasted a long time. A lot of thinking about golf swings. Go Lick and Wingo today. The Eagles are scratching their head about the new NFL helmet rules. Apparently they had officials come in, show them video, go through everything, all the scenarios that can be a penalty. If you lower your shoulder this year, your head, and lead with a helmet, even if you're an offensive player this year, that is a penalty. And you can also, if deemed necessary, you can be kicked out of a football game. If you're a pro football player, an offensive running back, for example, if you just lead with your helmet into a defender that's coming at you. And this is going to get really there's no black and white to this. This is all a gray area. And I tell you, on that first Sunday of football, there's going to be something wacky that's going to happen that people are going to be talking about the next Monday and beyond.
Well, the deepest shade of gray is, to me, whether it's college or pro, both players are moving. And let's say a defensive player's intent is to lead with the shoulders, but that offensive player turns in such a way that it creates a helmet-to-helmet situation, and the defensive player could be kicked out.
Yep.
When the intent was not even there. Both players are in motion, and I just think it makes it super difficult for officials to decide that penalty.
Very much so. Very much so. All right, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Iowa football arrests. We'll do that with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up here. 3:34 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this. KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Audible has one of the hottest deals of summer for Amazon Prime members, and there's still time to catch it. Join Audible for just $4.95 a month for your first 3 months. You'll get one credit a month good for any audiobook, like J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Stephen King's The Outsider. Exchange any you don't like. Explore the world's largest selection of audiobooks and save over 65%. This incredible Amazon Prime member offer ends tomorrow. Get it now at audible.com/prime.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Stop by and purchase a set of Brake Best Select brake pads and two Brake Best Select rotors, and you'll receive a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, enjoy quiet, safe, worry-free braking. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How's that Gatorade, Golic?
It's not Gatorade. Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
.336, we got the Blink-182 tickets to give away in the program before 4 o'clock. Give your chance to win here all this week on the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tonight, Twins baseball. Twins and the Indians tonight. First of a bunch of games between the two teams coming up in the next couple of weeks. First group will be in Minneapolis. We'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock for you on the North Gym, 107.5 FM. Mike Law set to join us right now. Joins us every other week during the summer, but going to start to go pretty much every week here pretty soon, as whether we like it or not, summer is coming to an abrupt end, if you will. Mike was on vacation last week, and kind enough to have him join us here on this Monday edition of the show. And good vacation for you, Mike.
Yeah, terrific.
Good, good. Staycation or did you get out of the house?
Well, not that anybody cares, but went to Vancouver Island, just a little north of Seattle.
Nice.
In, Canada, and was around about as many eagles and bears as people, which was really nice for me, and it was nice for people who are ordinarily around me.
Very nice. Very nice.
Did you hear any Blink 182 while you're up there, Mike?
You know, what was funny was that about everywhere we went, they played 60s and 70s rock.
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's the nature of the ages of the people who spend money in the places up there or what, but I didn't mind.
The Canadians are probably getting ready for curling season, but they're right in the middle of football
season. I don't know beans about Blink-182, but they tell me Maroon 5 and Kelly Clarkson are coming to town. Are you guys going?
I will be as far away from that as possible.
Now, Mark, our sister station, Z102.9.
I hope it does well. I really do. I had my full of concerts in my life. I'm not big on crowds. I hope it's great for Cedar Rapids and the Nubo area. I wish them nothing but the best of luck.
Okay, but we all know it didn't really sound like that at first.
No.
All righty.
Just try to evolve a little bit, will you?
I've been trying for 60 years, Mike. Hey, listen, we've talked maybe more than we should have about Tristan Wirfs's arrest for alleged OWI. And we have a poll question about it, and we've got reaction on the text line. You've been around college athletes enough. This is not the first nor the last OWI story that's going to be out there, but I guess your thoughts about it and the suspension or suspensions or punishment. What should happen?
Yeah. I really feel like I'm a fence sitter on this because, you know, OWI is nothing whatsoever that you can take lightly. You just can't, you know. And so that's, to me, that speaks for itself. At the same time, I hesitate to throw any stones because I was 19 or however old Wirfs is. And I did more than my fair share of stupid. Also, what struck me is when I heard this yesterday, it's like outside of maybe Nate Stanley, this would have been about the last guy on the team that I would have expected it from.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's OWI, and that, again, that speaks for itself. It was on a moped, and it was just a bad decision. But, you know, this is, I know that this is a good guy, and I know that, everything that I've seen and heard about him has been exemplary up until this weekend. And sometimes good people make bad choices. And my guess is that this will fuel him to make a lot of good choices, you know, from this day forward. And he's going to pay some pretty hefty prices for this in various ways. And it's going to set him back football-wise. It's not a great thing for the team because they've got to suspend him for at least a game. And then that puts him behind. And you're talking about a starting offensive tackle. So this is something that hurts the team, you know, beyond his responsibility to society. So well,
you're right.
But you know, again, I hesitate to come down too hard because, you know, if I'd been a football player, I would have probably embarrassed my team at some point.
We all have done dumb things in our past. But you talk about, as far as a football situation is concerned, and yes, Tristan Wirfs, I can vouch, great kid. Covered him when he was at Mount Vernon. And I think that I'm sure that he's feeling very bad about this situation. Now, as far as a football situation is concerned, you're talking about a guy that a lot of people are hanging their hat on, not only going to be a starting offensive tackle for the Hawkeyes this year, but he has a definite opportunity to go long ways as far as his football career is concerned. And this is going to hang around for quite a while. It's going to hang around for the rest of his career.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of Iowa football players who had very fine careers who had their legal stumbles. There simply have. There have been others who had legal stumbles who turned out to have not such fine careers and didn't leave very good memories. It's, you know, it's what do human beings do with a mistake? Do you, you know, make yourself better from it or not? And I'd be amazed. I'd be amazed if he didn't make himself better from it. And I'm sure that there isn't a person walking the earth who feels worse about this than he himself. So I think in time, you know, this will be something that is a footnote. And I'm not dismissing OWI. Absolutely not. But, you know, just from a practicality standpoint, football-wise, you know, okay, we assume he's going to miss at least the first game.
Right.
So, all right, and that means that you're not guaranteed of starting game two. And you're talking about, you know, you got Northern Illinois and Iowa State right out of the blocks. You don't have a pushover in those first 2 weeks, which is unusual. You know, if you slip and fall because your offensive line isn't all that it could be, every game counts, you know. And at the end of the year, it matters, even if it's a non-conference game. So this is it's kind of a banana peel that they're in right now, or on right now.
Coming off Big Ten Football Media Days last week in Wisconsin to – probably no one's surprised, favored to win the division. I don't imagine you're surprised in the least, huh?
No, they've got there's a lot of reasons to pick Wisconsin. A lot of, as usual, a lot of good offensive linemen are back. They've got good defensive front seven back, and they've got a veteran quarterback who played extremely well in their final game last season, a bowl win over Miami, come from behind win. He says he wants to go, his name's Hornibrook, Alex Hornibrook. He wants to go from game manager to something more than that, to playmaker. And he says, now that doesn't mean that there won't be some games where I only throw 12 times, but in games, you know, when I need to make plays, I want to make plays. Well, he had some games with some troubles last year, not a lot of them, but he had a few games where he got picked off a few times, including Iowa, although they won that game so easily. But he wants to be an upper echelon quarterback. If he is, that's a pretty dynamic team. And if he's just ordinary, then I think that they're takeable. And they play at Iowa, I believe it's the last Saturday of September, or maybe it's the fourth Saturday.
First Big Ten game, I believe.
Yeah, I guess that would be the 22nd. And that's awful early. And you get them in Iowa City. So I'm thinking, I don't know if you're Iowa, what you would rather have more than to get Wisconsin early and at home. And let's say that Iowa scores one of its famous home field Big Ten upsets. I think we've talked about that before here. That's not a one-game thing. That's a two-game thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means that if you end up the season tied with Wisconsin for the division title, you are the champion.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm just saying I'm not handing anything to Wisconsin, and I think Iowa may have the best quarterback in the division in Nate Stanley. Whereas Wisconsin is the most obvious pick to win the division, and it makes the most sense, I don't think anything's conceded.
How many programs, and I can't answer this right off the top of my head, consistently every year produce quality running backs like Wisconsin? It's amazing to me. Go back to Ron Dayne and others, and every year Corey Clement,
yeah.
Year after ball? Year.
Yeah, and the one they've got now, special, what he did as a freshman. I mean, really, statistically, you look at what Saquon Barkley did at all-purpose wise, and it's like, okay, that was – there's no comparison to anybody else in college football last year. But as just a running back picking up yards, Taylor was as good as there was in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. freshman. And, of course, he's got blockers. But he's really good. And Iowa saw that firsthand, didn't like what it saw. Paul Chryst is an absolutely ideal coach for Barry Alvarez's athletic program up there. Gary Anderson wasn't the right fit. Alvarez says it, doesn't hesitate to say it in hindsight. But he knew immediately when Anderson left for Oregon State that he wanted Chryst, got him back there from Pittsburgh. And I believe Chryst's three-year record is 31-7, and that says it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, they weren't very far from winning the Big Ten last year. So this is not some fluky deal up there. They've been pretty, pretty good for a long time. And there's a lot of people saying they could be a playoff team. They could be.
Speaking of playoffs, that was one of the big topics that came out of Chicago last week was, you know, Jim Harbaugh, he came out and said 16 should be in the college football playoff. When it first came out, I said it wasn't going to be 5 to 10 years until it's 8. And I'm going to stick to that. It's inevitable that it moves up at least to 8.
There
right?
aren't 16 teams.
No, there shouldn't be 16.
Capable of winning a national title. I think 8.
But
I think maybe 8.
But it keeps coaches employed if you have 16.
Right. And like everything else in this life, especially when it's sports related, when there are dollars to be made that aren't being made, they'll find a way to make them.
Mm-hmm.
And this playoff has been, you know, such a bonanza for them that they know what the potential is. So, yeah, 4 will become 8 and will become 16 someday. The people in Division II and in FCS and Division III all say, what's the big deal? We've been doing this for a long time. We don't have any trouble with it. So if they want to make it happen, they'll make it happen, and they will want to make it happen. And another thing is all the small conferences want to be represented. And as it is, there's no way in the world that one of those small conference teams is going to get into that 14 playoff. Well, if they get an 18 playoff, they can, you know, one spot will automatically be saved for one of those teams.
I saw you repost a story about Ben Neiman in the Kansas City Chiefs camp. This will please Scott, and he's wowing special teams coaches. And I think Josie Jewell in Denver, although he had a bit of a hamstring issue, he was the linebacker that people talk about, probably still will talk about. But Neiman's an interesting story, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of versatility. I can see him as being a good NFL special teams player. He's kind of a hybrid linebacker. I mean, he's got the speed to cover receivers, and I think he can play NFL linebacker. I don't know. I don't follow this stuff closely enough to know what the depth chart is with the Chiefs at linebacker. I know that Hitchens is with them now.
Yes, he
Hawkeye.
Is.
But this was a guy that you watched for the last few years, and you said to yourself, this is just a really good football player. So the NFL seems to find a way for really good players, you know, to make rosters. And it might only be a practice squad roster this year, but I have to think that he'll be drawing a check, you know, 6 weeks from now.
Yes, and before we let you go here, plans to head down to St. Louis next week at all to see the PGA?
Yeah, I'm going to go for at least the first day or two and see how that goes. The Sean McCarty story is too good to pass up with a PGA that close for a club pro from our neighborhood in Coralville to be playing in the PGA Championship 15 years after he played in another major championship. And at age 45, I think that's a good story.
Yep.
And judging by the number of people who followed Sean around at the John Deere Classic, I think a lot of people in this region think that he's a good story, and he's a very popular guy. So it's going to be very difficult down there, of course, but so what? You know, the fact is he made it, and he's going to go down there and give it a shot, and I think that's pretty good.
I'll see you down there on Thursday.
Good. I hope you do.
Yeah, I'll look you up, man.
Do.
All right. Sounds good. And I see you're getting right back on the horse here. First column, I think, is about the Iowa-Northern Illinois game and how it might not be quite as simple as a lot of people are maybe thinking.
No, and I will have a column in tomorrow's paper. It's online now that the MAC is trying to raise awareness of itself, as it always is, and they're going to let any MAC team that beats a Power 5 team to fly a pirate flag for a week at its home stadium. So that'll be a badge of honor, and Northern Illinois will be trying to earn that right out of the box when it comes to Iowa.
MACtion.
Yeah, action. Instead of a skull and crossbones on a black flag, they've got a Mac logo on top of crossbones. It's kind of funny.
Somebody's going to find something wrong with that. You know that, Mike.
Well, not, but the thing is, I think everybody who's heard says this is that's great. That's funny. You know, that's it's not insulting to anybody. It's just a clever idea to try and raise awareness and have some fun.
Well, the Huskies will get one of the first shots to try to do that coming up.
Yeah, and they're good. They're a good team.
They are a good team. That will not be a pushover, certainly. All right, great to have you back, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. And as always, appreciate you coming on the program. And make sure to check out Mike on Twitter as well as online. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you.
All right, 3:54. We'll take a break, come back. So we go to break, Blink 182 coming in September. To the U.S. Cellular Center. We've got tickets all this week, including tickets right now. Caller number 6-319-366-1600. Supergroup Blink 182, along with special guest state champs, September the 24th. That's a Monday night at the U.S. Cellular Center. We've got tickets right now for caller 6-319-366-1600. We'll tell you who our winner is when we come back.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Heading west? Great. Get there nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport. If the mountains are calling your name, you want Frontier Airlines nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to Denver. Take advantage of Frontier's low fares done right and book now at FlyFrontier.com. And if sunny LA is beckoning, you still have time to take advantage of Allegiant Air's nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to LAX, but only through August 11th. So book now at AllegiantAir.com. Go west from the Eastern Iowa Airport. More trip, less travel. Fly CID.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Congratulations to Brad in Hiawatha. He gets our first tickets to see Blink 182 at the Cell Center coming up on September the 24th. We'll talk some Major League Baseball coming your way tomorrow. Twins in action tonight as they host the Indians at 7 o'clock at Target Field on 107.5 FM. Update everybody in the poll question one more time.
What is the proper penalty for a college athlete charged with OWI? Handling in-house, one-game suspension, or multiple game suspension. Right now, two-thirds of you are saying multiple games.
Multiple game suspension. I guess Kirk Ferentz and Gary Barta have the last say in this, and I'm sure more on that with them coming up. More on the subject with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll